This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you, Chris. As Chris says, we're publishing today our review of business environmental performance. And you will have packs on the tables. If you could listen, not read the packs, that would be that would be good, because you'll have plenty of opportunity to read the packs and just discuss around the table, as Chris said, some of the issues that arise. But I think it is important to remember at the outset what regulation has delivered and what the management, the active management by business of their environmental impacts has delivered. It's delivered cleaner air, cleaner water, cleaner land, better resource use. And all of that has delivered real and tangible benefits for people and the environment. So there are real health benefits by reducing air pollution. Life has come back to rivers which were dead. So these are real benefits. And I think the other thing is that the awards ceremony that and the awards that we are awarding this evening for the first time also demonstrates that good environmental performance also makes good business sense. So that's the sort of the background. Now, a number of you, although it seems to be fewer year by year, will remember the journey that we've been on through, most probably in my early days within the Environment Agency, the Hall of Shame, through Spotlight, to what we have now, which is an overview of sectors, looking at environmental performance sector by sector, but also with a general overview of how business is doing. And it also provides the basis for actions going forward, and I'll touch on those at the end, and I think that's also important. So just some highlights. I think it's great that even during a time of economic downturn, the business performance around the environment has held up, and in fact it's improved. We score operator performance on a scale of A to E. Those sites which are regulated by the Environment Agency are scored on a scale of A to E, A being good, E being poor. Over the last year, the number of sites scoring an A has increased to 55% of all sites, up from 47%. Over the last 4 years, there's been an increase in the number scoring A's and B's. And that's gone up now to those scoring A's and B's are now standing at 90%. So, good performance. Also, at the same time, and this is over the last 8 years, pollution incidents have reduced overall by 60%. They've gone from close to 2,000 to around just over 750. So again, a real improvement in the reduction in the level of pollution incidents. And now regulated sites contribute less than 25% of the number of pollution incidents that we have to respond to day by day. But of those 25%, about 50% of those come from the waste industry. So I think that there is more work for us to be doing with the waste industry in understanding what those incidents are. Now, these sorts of incidents could be fires or major spills causing fish kills. So it's those sorts of incidents we're talking about. This is not the spillage of a small quantity of a liquid that has no impact. These are the pollution incidents that cause real environmental damage. And on the non-regulated, the 75% of incidents which occur on non-regulated sites, then agriculture still is a significant contributor to those. And again, we need to be working with the industry, looking at how we can reduce them. So looking at the other end of the A to E scale, those scoring an E, The good news there is that that's moved from 2% down to 1.2%. So again, the performance is going in the right direction. But this year, for the first time, over the last few years, we've been counting up and tracking the number of illegal waste sites that are around the country. And what we found is that for every 10 legal waste sites, there is one illegal waste site, with many hundreds of those within 50 metres of schools, houses, sensitive environmental sites. So clearly, we need to be carrying on our work, seeking to close those down, and we will. But the important thing for me, for this audience, is that that waste must have come from somewhere. Because illegal waste sites don't generate their own illegal waste. It started off legal. And then there's a responsibility, I think, on all waste producers, whether that's public sector, local authorities, businesses, industry, householders, to make sure that wherever you put your waste, it keeps being managed legally down the whole chain, through to reuse or final disposal. So as waste producers, we have responsibilities of tracking that, I believe, to final use or disposal. And in that context, if you find, and this is a check you should do, because often, as householders, we'll order a skip, won't we? And you go through Yellow Pages or you go through the local newspaper. If you find a bargain and you believe it's too good to be true, it is. And there is a simple test that you can do, and we'll find out what this number is. But if skip, hire, and disposal costs are less than a certain figure, it must be illegal. So we have that responsibility to make sure that the materials we produce are dealt with legally. So going forward, what are the main actions that we are going to be taking out of these findings? The first is that we will be continuing to stamp down on illegal waste activities. And we often do that in partnership with the police, with customs, with trading standards, and with other local authority folks. We're also going to be working with the poor performers, the D's and the E's, and we also have an F category where people go into remedial help. We need to be working with those folks to help them improve. Advice, guidance, but if you're operating as a D, E, or an F, you will see the Environment Agency more often. If you would like to reduce the number of inspections, reduce the contact with the Environment Agency, become an A, because we go and visit those sites less often. But we'll also be working with the good performers to make sure that they do maintain their performance and where they can to go beyond. And in terms of pollution incidents, we will be targeting those sectors which in particular are still causing significant numbers of pollution incidents and targeting our pollution prevention work so that we can continue to reduce those. So clearly, coming out of this information, there are actions for us to take forward. We need to be doing that in partnership with yourselves, within industry, with other partners, to further improve the performance. Wouldn't it be great if the number went up to 95, E's went to zero? That has to be where we are. And maybe then we need to think about A stars and A double stars. Thank you.